back here on Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. Andrea Lee is with us, as promised, and she is all ready to go. She loves getting up early and getting out of practice, I understand.
That's right.
Yep. Well, nice to have you in your Nordic skiing team. And I guess tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and brothers and sisters and mom and dad and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, my name's Andrea. I'm from a town called Black Creek in British Columbia, Canada. So in Vancouver Island. So it's an island right off of Vancouver. I have two brothers, and that's about it.
When did you first put on the skis and start skiing?
Oh, I've been skiing forever, so probably about 3 years old. And then I kind of started following my older brothers to races when I was six or seven. So I've been racing for a long time.
How about, were your parents athletes or, you know, were they skiers to kind of get you guys into that mold?
They just recreationally, yeah. So they're very active. They're skiers and runners. And so we just kind of naturally did it as a family. And then I started to really like racing, and so I just kept going with it.
Did you do downhill too at all, or just?
I wasn't very good at downhill.
No,
I mean, I tried for a bit, but I never raced downhill. It's a little too scary.
How about talk about the kind of the system in Canada? Is there skiing as part of high school, or is it completely separate? I know you skied in college up in Canada, but is there a high school system with skiing?
Yeah, so at least in British Columbia, there's no. I mean, skiing, cross-country skiing isn't really huge from where I'm from. So, no, there's no high school program. They're all club teams. So I was part of a ski club for, like, when I was in middle school and high school. And then when I graduated from high school, I wanted to keep going. So I actually joined, like, a national training center. And I moved out to Thunder Bay and was part of this kind of training center program. For 3 years, and I went to school at Lakehead University part-time, and it was a great time, but I just kind of wanted something different and wanted to do more school, so that's when I looked down to the U.S. and looked at the NCAA program, and I realized that it kind of fitted what I wanted more than what I was doing.
So how did you pick here? I mean, how did that
She didn't pick here originally, right?
Well, yeah, true.
Well, it's awesome here. There's great snow. And I mean, going to Thunder Bay, it's just across the lake. So I was definitely used to the climate of Lake Superior. And I'd actually been down here when I was racing at Lakehead and in Thunder Bay. We drove down there was a super tour race here one weekend. So I'd actually been here about 5 or 6 years ago. So I kind of knew what I was getting into. Yeah, and so it just worked out. They had a good program that I was interested in for school, so it kind of worked out good for me.
So you worked on your undergrad at Lakehead, but then you moved to New Mexico State.
University of New Mexico.
New Mexico, not
yeah.
State.
New so Mexico. I finished my undergrad degree at the University of New Mexico
Did you ski there too?
Yeah, it was interesting.
People don't think about New Mexico having skiing, but
no, they don't. They don't really have that good of skiing, to be honest. Yeah, we did a lot of travel in New Mexico. We had to drive 3 hours on the weekends to go find snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's really high altitude up there. We were racing at 10,000 feet.
Wow,
it was insane. So it was tough.
I don't think I could walk, and let alone race.
Yeah, exactly. So it was challenging. So when I came here, it was heaven, because we have ski trails across from campus, and just so much snow, and it was
So this is your second year at Michigan Tech. First year skiing. You had a redshirt last year, but you came obviously for academics. What are you studying?
I'm in the graduate program for kinesiology. So new program. I think it just started. I think I'm the first class, actually. So 2 years ago it started, and it's growing, which is great to see.
And the season. Did you expect to have this much success this year? The way, you know, you've won a couple races, obviously regional champ, right, from 2 days ago. So did you expect that you could have this kind of success? You know, kind of sitting last year watching everybody else do it.
Yeah, it was kind of sad last year how I had to sit out in redshirt. So I had a good season of training this summer, and I knew that I was in good shape, and I had a good season of cross country running, and I think that all those running races kind of helped get my shape going. So heading into the season, I knew that I was fit, and I knew that things could go well if I kept working hard. And so, our season as a team has been awesome. We're sending four people to national champs, so it's pretty amazing to send almost a full team to the nationals. So
that's very cool. How about you talked about, you know, knowing a little bit what the trails were like, but, you know, how are the trails? You've been obviously a lot of different places for skiing in your life. You know, compare our trail system and what we have here to other places that you've been.
I honestly haven't been to a place that has a better setup for school and skiing. I mean, there's nowhere else, that, at least that I've ever been to, that you have trails right on campus, and especially world-class trails at that. So, yeah, we're very, very fortunate, and, yeah, I haven't seen anything like it.
Well, you even think about even at Northern Michigan, they got to go to Ishpeming to Elkwall to get their skiing. It's not that far, but still,
yeah.
it's a car ride
it's
instead
just,
of a
yeah,
walk
the one more step
the
you have to get in the van. I mean, if you have a late class and you have to skip the team training, then and you don't have your own vehicle, you can't get out to training. So, I mean, here, if we have to, you have, if you have a meeting in the afternoon, you can just walk up to the trails and ski on your own. If you have a late class, you can ski on your own. So it allows you to be really, really flexible with school, and yeah, it's ideal.
Talk about the races. Obviously, you had a very good weekend, third in the freestyle, and then won the classic race on Sunday. Is it a case, just a race-by-race deal where sometimes you just feel great and you can go after it and sometimes you don't? Or do you know, hey, this one's going to be mine today?
Ooh, that's hard to say. I mean, typically I'm not much of a 5K skier. So on Saturday, it was generally we have a 5K race and a longer race, like a 15 or 10K race.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, I'm not very good at the short the short distances.
You'd rather ski across the whole UP.
I'd rather do the more of the endurance events. So I don't always I feel more confident in the longer races. So on Saturday, I knew that. For the 5K, I knew that, I mean, if I worked hard, I could do well. So I went out there and just hammered, and I got third. So I was really happy with that. But then going into Sunday, I knew that 15K is kind of my thing. And I knew that if I skied smart and skied well, that I could do well. So definitely more confidence in the longer races.
How about the future now? Skiing's going to come to an end here in a couple weeks. And then what's in the future for you?
Yeah, so I'll be graduating in April, which is sad to see, but on to new things, I guess. I'm hopefully going to physical therapy school, and might try and do some marathon running or do something. Got to pick up.
You guys can't.
New.
You guys can't.
No,
just stop.
We can't. No, we gotta find a new hobby. So
crazy. Well, awesome. We appreciate you coming in today and getting up early with us. And congrats on the regional championship. Good luck out at Nationals.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
Andrew Lee, senior for the Michigan Tech Nordic skiing teams. And that's Huskies Drive Time here today. I want to remind you, we have Michigan Tech basketball Thursday night. Blackout, the SEC gym, wear black. The teams are wearing black. And all kinds of great things going on. Plus, Michigan Tech hockey this weekend against Alaska. And some great promotions going on for that, too, including season ticket holder appreciation night on Friday night. So take advantage of that. And don't forget about the big Chuck-a-Puck on Saturday night. Chance to win a round-trip flight to Chicago. So it should be a lot of fun. And we wish everybody the best for the Huskies, Wes.
Yeah, looking forward to a great weekend. Thanks for the time this morning, Dirk. And thanks to Andrea for coming in and our coaches. And, yeah, good show. We'll look forward to the weekend.